My grandpa kept a box in his attic for over 70 years. It contained his entire experience as a soldier during World War II. These are the letters he sent home. Hello, and welcome to Airmail from Dip. Tuesday, April 14th, 1942, 9:30 p.m., Service Club. Dear Mom and Dad, hello again from Bragg. Well, here I am back in harness again. Already the furlough seems like only a dream I had. Certainly felt blue Sunday and Monday. But I'm beginning to snap out of it now. The changeover from one mode of living to another is really a strange thing. I was just starting to get used to civilian life again when I had to leave home. When I got back here, I found it just as hard to get back into the swing of army life. However, I had a pretty swell furlough, and I only hope I'll get a permanent one soon. Did you get my telegram? Night letter? I sent it Sunday afternoon, on the way through Sanford. I received your postcard and was overjoyed to hear that Dot and the babe are okay. All the boys know all about my being an uncle. Told them I was right on the scene, helping Arlo Pace. Anything they name her is okay with me. She'll still be my favorite niece. I hope Dot will soon be well enough to sit up and knock out a letter to me. Say there, Daddy. What's the idea of laying around in the sick bed when there's golf to be played? Understand it's getting warmer up there, so it should be good playing weather. We had a very enjoyable trip back to Bragg. It was a swell route you mapped out for us, good roads all the way and very scenic. The countryside was very beautiful from Cincinnati through the mountain ranges. As soon as we got on this side of the Smoky Mountains, the weather got balmy and everything was starting to bud. We rolled into Bragg at about 5 p.m., took our time all the way, and still made pretty good time. Stopped over for 4 hours at Portsmouth. We hit a nightclub and did a little dancing. We made several other short stopovers to eat and wash. The three of us changed off on driving about every 150 miles, so it didn't get a bit tiresome. The eats were swell, and by the way, those swell sandwiches you made us were gone by the time we hit Madison, Wisconsin. Had a lot of mail waiting for me when I got back, so I guess I'll be busy for a while. Well, that's about all for now. So, goodbye. Love, Dorrance. This project is created by me, Christian Olson, with audio production by my brother Eric at Olson Media. The piano music is performed and arranged by my other brother, Jonathan. For more information, follow along at airmailfromdip.com. And for more photographs, follow Airmail from Dip on Facebook and Instagram.